I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner, the promoter, producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. It's the weekend before Halloween, so we get to celebrate Halloween early, have a big celebration leading into that energy when the veils between the worlds are thin. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com, get on the email list, so you can be informed of the ongoing events throughout the year. In addition, get on the email list of Good Vibrations Radio so you can stay informed with the upcoming events and the monthly webinars, which we're going to be starting very soon. Well, here we are. It's the 10th day of April already, a year that is going fast, fast, fast. Now, as you know, I like to read from Day by Day with James Allen on every show. And James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And he took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And James Allen wanted us to know that we have an opportunity with our intentions, our thoughts, our beliefs, our habits to create our future, because our intentions, our thoughts, our beliefs, and our habits have created our present. We are exactly where we are from those thoughts and habits and beliefs that we've executed and taken action steps on, and that's created our present reality. But every day when we awaken, we have a new opportunity to create a new future by shifting our thoughts, our beliefs, our intentions, and our habits. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into a little section for each day of the month. And for the 10th day of the month, he says, take the responsibility. A person is buffeted by circumstances so long as he believes himself to be a creature of outside conditions. Take responsibility. Wherever you are in your life, you are responsible. The choices, the decisions, the directions are all yours. We can always say, if so-and-so hadn't done this to me, or because so-and-so did this to me. But remember, the choices we've taken are ours. We did that. Take responsibility for your life. And when you do, then you've now taken responsibility to shift that life. And in the next several weeks, I'm going to be doing a workshop on setting your goals, creating your dream, and using self-hypnosis to reinforce it. So stay tuned for that, and you'll get information about that by being on the email list of Good Vibrations Radio. Now, every day, we all go through these cycles of ups and downs, more energy, more focus, more demand on our time. But it always helps to have a reinforced positive thought when we go into each day. And I use the daily word from Unity for that. And today for the 10th, it said, together we can live in harmony. But think of that toward yourself, whoever you're with, your partner, your lover, your family, your friends. You can live in harmony with them as long as that's your choice. The choice is to accept what is harmonious, to express only what is harmonious, and to not accept what isn't. Don't allow yourself to be a victim. Allow yourself to be a victor by being in charge and in control of your life. So take responsibility and know that you can live in harmony with the world and with those around you. And as we start shifting our thoughts, our habits, our beliefs, and focusing on our new dream, what we also find is those people who are not supportive of us in our life start falling away. It's not that we have to do anything. It's that our energy is focused on where we're going. Our energy becomes focused on where our support is. And we start releasing those that haven't served us and that don't support us. With that, I want to bring you to our segment for today. Now, today's segment is from last Monday, and I'm repeating it because it talks through this week as well. It's with Kirilani, and she's the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. And with her background in corporate consulting and leadership and public service, she is a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, and provides custom essential oil blends, custom teas, and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations that empower the personal vibrations of her clients to bring greater insights and transformation. And she provides her unique Go With The Flow segment every Monday on Good Vibrations Radio. And we're repeating last Monday's because she talks through both weeks. And this is to reinforce what we need to know coming into this week and going through this week. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Ah, well, thank you, Solazar, and happy April. It is a beautiful day out there, and we kicked April off with a bang. The first day of April, April 1st, April Fool's Day, vibrationally was for, I guess if you look at the Fool in the way that we do in the tarot deck, that the card of the Fool represents innocence, that we have trust in the universe, and that if we are balanced in all of our bodies, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, when we take that leap in faith, when we step off the edge of the cliff, holding our hand high with the flowers, with the seeds that we're offering up to the universe, the universe is going to respond in kind and support us. That was the kickoff on, let's see, April 1st was Saturday. On Saturday, because we had this huge day that really sets the stage for this whole journey that we're going to take in April. It is a journey that awakens and transforms us down to the DNA, RNA level. It's going to trigger within us a remembrance of the truth of who we are, that we are, at the core, we are love, we are light, we are peace, we are compassion, we are truth. We are of the divine because we have never actually been separate from the divine. We are interconnected. We are more powerful together than we are in separation. When we create from that place, and we are in the heart of the creative cycle of the year, we can create magic. And this April is really about returning to union, coming back into union with ourself and the divine. And as we do so, coming into union with other beings with the same intention, with that same frequency that we are putting out in the world for creating. And it's going to carry us right into this beautiful May that's all about co-creation. So April is the most powerful of the month vibrationally for this year. Every day is chock full of opportunity. And it asks us, begs us, demands us to say, who do we want to be? What are we voting for? Who do we choose to become? What do we choose to create? And if we don't like what's around us, great. Let's acknowledge what's there and then focus our energy and our life force on what we do want, what we do want to create, and take practical actions in that direction. Because April is ripe with this energy of new beginnings. We are in a year that's all about new beginnings, all about union. So here we are, being able to take advantage for the first time, this beautiful field of limitlessness with portal after portal this month of that energy of new beginnings. It's this energy of initiation. It's the energy of not just being the seed, but allowing the seed to finally find fertile soil and to sprout and bloom and grow and thrive. And if we look at ourselves as that beautiful seed, that is that journey of April. So we already have had the first couple days where we're kicking off this energy, and today brings a beautiful portal of love and balance. So think back to what your Saturday was, because that starts this whole chain of events. And today gave us the energy to take those seeds that we started to select and make commitments to planting on Saturday and all through this year so far, and put them in this beautiful field, this portal of love. Because love is the best water, it's the best nourishment, it's the best fertilizer. And it gives also this energy of balance, so that when we're planting that seed, it's just enough water. It's just enough fertilizer. It's just the right balance of conditions to allow that seed to thrive and grow. Some seeds, when we plant them, they require sun in the morning. Some like sun in the afternoon. If you are that seed, what are the conditions that you prefer to grow and thrive? What is that environment that would allow that you that you want to become to really become that? These are the questions to be asking yourself this week. Each day, April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, or let's see, and to the 6th, right? So we now have a day for each body to focus those questions. And it leads up to April 7th is the kickoff of this whole big journey of April. So if we look at this week, so today we have this portal of love, right, that we can work with. Tomorrow we get the energy of truth. On the 5th, we get the energy of self-love. So truth helps us refine our vision, our clarity about what we want, who we want to become. On the 5th, it helps us open our arms to receive all of our birthright, all of that divinity of who we are, really accepting the magnificence of who we are. And then on the 6th, it helps us clear out, kind of detoxify. So that would be a great day to do kind of a gentle cleanse, a gentle purification. It's a great day to let go of anything that would be holding you back, would be limiting your ability to grow and thrive and change and allow yourself to become that what is which you came here to be. Which leads us then to April 7th. This now is going to kick off a series of stair steps that take us through a good part of April. And we're not going to be together next week. So I want to include some of this information as it transitions through that second week of April, So we're going to start on the 7th. That brings all the energy, the whole living library of all of creation, to say, here I am. I am the seed. I am becoming. I have access to every tool I have ever been. I have access to all of the talents and abilities from all past lives. I have access to full Akashic records that would allow me to access new tools and new capabilities that have never been before. That, I pack in that seed. And then on April 8th, we get this energy that ties to the energy of April, which is all about unconditionality. So what if we can recreate ourselves on a foundation of unconditional love and hope and trust and faith, of compassion and truth, of service, service without sacrifice, Christ consciousness without suffering? Pretty good foundation, huh? Then, next day, April 9th, we get another one added to the recipe, to the equation of the vibrations, and it creates this portal of oneness that is very much focused on our hearts, to allow our hearts to open and realize that we truly are all one. If I hurt myself, I hurt the all. If I hurt another, I hurt myself. If we hurt the planet, we hurt ourselves. We're all interconnected in the web of life. So that day calls for that unity of consciousness. And then April 10th brings us, another one of these days where it's like a vibrational codex that opens up our DNA. That also is the night of the full moon. The full moon, the lotus moon at 11:08 p.m. And when we think about the lotus moon, it connects with our crown chakra. It allows us to open up to that full measure of our Christ consciousness, to allow that higher frequencies of light and information and love that is streaming onto this planet to come through our crowns, down through every chakra, every cell in our system, bathing us, allowing each cell to awaken, each strand of DNA to awaken, to unlock our hidden potential. Pretty big day. That leads us to the next day, even bigger. So mark April 11th on your calendar as one of the biggest vibrational days we probably have had in this lifetime. And it is this huge threshold of union, accessing kind of the seventh level of awakening and union through our hearts. So that access point on the 11th is through the heart, and through the heart is our doorway to our spirit. So amazing energy on the 11th. Then on the 12th, we have another portal that represents kind of a stargate opening that reminds us of our interdimensionality, that what we're doing in this passage isn't just for ourselves personally. It's for all of mankind becoming more human, more God-man, more light means. And it's not just for humanity. This is happening with every species on the planet. And this is happening more at a universal level, not just a planetary level. So amazing big step that day. And then we come back to another on the 18th, another one of these portals of new beginning, and we start this stair step again. But this biggest one is this one that starts on the 7th and runs you right up through the 12th. So very big week. If there are things you can do right now to lighten your load next week, do so. So you get a little bit more time to focus inward, because it's definitely you can take more advantage of if you have that inward focus, that time for meditation, that time to be in nature. And notice as you go through this week how the quality of your interaction with others changes. Magic is afoot. So just call forth, say, well, what if the next step on this project, I need someone who knows about this, this, and this. And just see how that magic plays out. I'm seeing this all around me. So we had this big project at work that I got assigned that I'm not the best person that knows everything about it. And I did just that. I said, okay, I need someone who knows this, and I need someone who knows that. And over the last couple days, it all is popping up and falling into place. I randomly, because I was cleaning up my email box, it was pretty much full, I randomly opened an email deciding whether I should delete it or not. It had an example of another project someone else had done that was very similar that had a lot of what I needed right there. All of this just falling into my lap. So that being willing to allow things to unfold in your life with ease and grace is all part of this preparatory step of this week. When I talked about on the 5th, we have that day of self-love, that's part of that day, is being able to open up and say, I am willing to work in collaboration. I do not have to do this all myself. And when we do that, that's where the magic starts happening. It's not being off in a vacuum by yourself. So if we look at some of the energy we can work with in April, we have a lot of tools that are just wonderful to work with. I love working with color. The colors for April are white, yellow, teal, and black. So if you want to work with that energy of Christ consciousness, with that energy of service, of unconditional love, if you want to bring more compassion to a situation, you can wear those colors, you can visualize them in meditation, you can swirl them around you when you're talking or interacting with someone else. Black also works, but I like using black more as a grounding of that energy. So experiment with the other colors. See how that works for you and if there's a particular one that resonates with you more than the others. Then we have a number of wonderful aromatherapy options to work with essential oils, or you can use these in the form of food. So the ones that I love, frankincense, very excellent one for tapping into that spiritual level. It's the oil of truth. It helps you feel divine love. It's aligned to spiritual awakening and spiritual evolution. So if you were only going to pick one, I would go with frankincense. But some of these other ones are amazingly powerful as we work with getting different bodies on board with this unconditionality. Cilantro, exceptional for releasing control. So if you're a person that likes to force things, make things happen, get things done, be in charge, have things your way, invest in a little cilantro. Now, you can just go down to the, you know, the grocery store, the farmer's market, and sprinkle cilantro in food or guacamole or salads or whatever. But I find that the essential oil is really magical. It helps you center in your own self-truth and really live from a place of light. So highly recommend that one. It's good to kind of run up the back of your neck up to your brainstem. The other one that I love, petitgrain, kind of a strange one that people are not familiar with, but it's in the citrus family. It helps with great emotional balance, and it helps with self-love. We are talking about that self-love, so it helps with that reintegration of self and really living from your crown. So that might be a fun one to experiment with. Cinnamon. Now, this one's a great one you can do in tea. I put the essential oil in tea and use that to boost up chai or just by itself. Or you can get any kind of cinnamon tea, you know, at the grocery store, or sprinkle cinnamon on things if you don't want to use the essential oil. it helps you with relationships, to have relationships that incorporate true intimacy. And that's not just with lovers or spouses or partners. It's being truly authentic in those relationships and truly have a heart connection in all of your relationships so that they're based on love and respect and unconditional love, hope, trust, faith, right? Think of our world based on that. Then we have fennel. Fennel, I just love dropping in my water. It's a great purification. It helps with balancing blood pressure, but it helps reignite that passion for life. And sometimes, you know, we lose that. And this energy of April is really about reconnecting with that love of life, that love of the creative process, that we actually are created from the fabric of love. Light experienced as love. Wow. So highly recommend the fennel. Then there's another one that people probably have not heard of, which is vetiver. Now, vetiver is used in a lot of French perfumes, very expensive French perfumes. It has a real smoky depth to it. But what it really can be used for from a spiritual point of view, it's the oil of centering and descent. So if you're kind of scattered, if you can get very much in your mind, that oil helps you connect with your core and really integrate all of those bodies. It helps you become more rooted in life and really connect with the earth. So helps that descent into self. So it's really good for meditation. If your mind waters when you try to meditate, it kind of those opens those doors in your mind and your spirit to open to the light within. So those are some of the tools that you can work with. And from the point of view of stones, the ones for this month are beautiful. Sapphire, tourmaline, rose quartz. Rose quartz is, you know, real easy to get little pocket stones that are really very reasonably priced. We were out in Carmel Valley yesterday, and there's a great little shop next to the local restaurant, L-O-K-A-L, that has wonderful little pocket stones. So you could drop in there, or there's a number of places on the peninsula where you can pick up the stones. So those give some of the tools that we can work with, some of the opportunities that we have for April. There, when in doubt, if that was hard to follow because that was a lot going on, every day in April is a magical moment or has the potential for that. Know that if you choose to take advantage of even a fraction of those opportunities, you will not be the same person you are walking in out of April that you are walking into April. And this is really the heart of where we are in this passage, not just for April, but between 2017 and 2018. This month mirrors that passage. So very powerful time, and I'll be kind of excited to hear what Zolzar has to share with the astrological aspects, because there are a lot of planets that are going into retrograde that I'm assuming, Zolzar, you're going to talk about a bit. It's an interesting juxtaposition when you see that the numerology aligns with kind of the goddess creative energy. So this is your power of creation. And the astrology kind of operates more with the male or the manifesting energy. So it almost creates this Dorje effect, which allows a lot of movement, reintegration, kicking up those things that you can choose a different way now to handle them. So it's an interesting way that the currents are coming together. So, Solazar, any thoughts or questions or comments on what I'm sharing on the vibrations?
So I would actually have to say to Kirilani that I'm only going to share the energy of what's going on this week, because last week I did share about last week. So that was an awful lot that Kirilani gave us to carry us through this week. But the highlights for this week astrologically start with yesterday, of course, with our Mercury retrograde, which has started, and it's already impacting me right now in this very moment. So naturally, we know that Mercury deals with not only our communication, but our mind, our intellect, as well as it deals with electronics, communication. It even affects driving. So be careful on the roads out there. Now, the last 2 days when I've been out there, I haven't been out with a lot of traffic. So I haven't noticed the crazy driving. I notice it all the other times. But be careful when we're driving. For some reason, drivers get crazier when there's a Mercury retrograde. Be extra cautious. It's a good time to avoid signing contracts, making any life changes. It's better to wait. Things will come up. Well, what's going on, and I don't know if you're experiencing it, but it's been my day, there's a cloudiness. There's a lack of clarity in the thought process. There's an uncertainty that seems to be infusing. That's the Mercury retrograde. And then tonight, for us on the West Coast, at 11:08 p.m., we have our full moon in Libra, which is going to come in on top of our retrograde. For the East Coast and many other folks, it really hits tomorrow. And the calendars all say the 11th. But tonight it's for us. So just as the Mercury goes retrograde, our moon goes full, which helps us release, excuse the expression, some of that constipated emotional expressions that we would be better served keeping to yourself. So what that means is you may have felt bottled up, and then this full moon will hit, and you may suddenly explode and spew it out. You want to go out of your way to avoid that. This is not the time to share everything you think you want to share. So for many of us, the full moon, it's going to be simply what you want and what you can do about it. It will be a good revelatory time of saying, here's what I want to attract more of. Here's what I want to release. And we're going to be very directed about getting these things. And you might find yourself even being a little devious. Watch out, though, because if you're trying to go for what you want under the energy of this full moon, and you're not seeing a realization of the result or don't believe you'll be successful, some people are going to go for the jugular. They're going to go for the throat because they're going to see this as their chance to really get what they want, after kind of striving, struggling, or not being successful in getting what they've wanted up to this moment. Watch out for that yourself, and whatever you do, don't do it yourself. This is a time for self-evaluations. It's not a good time for partnership, even though Kirilani was talking about it's good to find people who you can partner with to do things. Under the energy of this full moon for a few days, don't be adopting any partnership activities. If you're forced by a career or business to be partnering with other people, be careful, be cautious, watch what you're saying because we have that Mercury retrograde. You might also want to watch what you're thinking because we have that Mercury retrograde. And then with this energy of this full moon, watch what you express to others. Libra is a wonderful energy to help attempt to maintain an equilibrium. You'll start your approach soft at first because of that Libra energy. Libra really wants peace in the valley. However, since the retrograde, since our thinking is clear, our words are less clear, expect some confusion. There's going to be some passive-aggressive energy floating around all of us. Just don't be one of those playing the passive-aggressive card. This full moon is really here at this time to remind us that a better world is coming. Now, while there's always aspects throughout any given week, the big one that's coming up for us is Venus going direct on Saturday. at 3:18 a.m. Pacific time. So we've got our full moon energy to work with this week. Work with it this week. Allow yourself to get clear on what you want, to take actions toward what you want. And, you know, we keep bringing this up. I keep expressing this. If you're not taking steps, don't expect it to show up on your doorstep. UPS is not making deliveries of dreams this week unless you've taken the steps to bring that dream into your life, unless you've taken the steps to shift what you're doing. As I start at the beginning of the show, when I talk about Day by Day with James Allen, or actually just his book, As a Man Thinketh, it's what we choose to shift on a daily basis that creates the shift in our lives. We can't do the same thing and get different results. We all know that. We know it at an intellectual level. But very often at an emotional level, we're uncertain about the steps, or we're uncertain about taking the steps, or we're worried about failure. This moon is saying, do the self-examination. Decide what it is you want and then go after it. Now, it tells you to go out soft at first. You might find yourself being a little devious, trying to make an end run. And then you might also find yourself just plain old getting aggressive to grab what you want. Remember what we always share, or I share, from Michael Chase from the School of Kindness. Before you express it, think to yourself, am I being kind? If you're not being kind, don't say it, don't do it. We're going to be a little pulled back because of the retrograde Venus until Saturday, when Venus goes direct in Pisces. We're not very heart connected at this present moment. And that's a really important point to keep in mind, because the fact that we're not heart connected is affecting how we approach and how the things that we do. And that affects whether or not we're coming from an ego place or from a heart place. And it's really important for us to deal with what we want and obtain what we want by coming from a heart place. So until Saturday, we're going to have a little disconnection from our heart. And it's important that we keep that in mind. But on Saturday, we're suddenly going to have that heart connection in such a way that we're going to know what it means to come from a heart place. So if you've been feeling a little down, a little lost, a little uncertain, don't let it get you down for too terribly long. It's all going to shift. There's a lot of ways that we share and express our connection with others. And there's a lot of ways we express our courtesy for others. And when we're not doing it, when we're being discourteous to others, we sometimes don't recognize that we're actually doing that. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Remember to turn the lead in your life into gold. And I wish you many blessings on your journey. Namaste.